Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
This is John Wicks of The Records, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we are celebrating Boxing Day, where everything's backwards, upside down, and just wrong. Or is it right? I don't know. We'll figure that out on a hard-hitting show. It tries not to hit below the belt. It's going to be a thriller. Today's championship WGXC morning show on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. The network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.
Carl Campanelli, Bernadette Hogan, and Bruce Golding report in the New York Post that New York legislators voted themselves a 29% increase December 22nd, giving them $142,000 a year, the highest wages of state legislators in the country. Local elected leaders voted along party lines. In New York, Assembly Republicans Jake Ashby and Chris Teague voted against the pay raise. Democrat D.D. Barrett voted for the pay raise. In the state Senate, local outgoing Republicans Daphne Jordan and Sue Sinero voted against the pay raise, while Democrat Michelle Hensey voted for the raise. And until 2025, lawmakers can also make unlimited outside income. After 2025, outside income will generally be capped at $35,000. The $32,000 pay raise goes into effect January 1st if Governor Kathy Hochul signs the bill. Read the full story in the New York Post.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports for the Times Union that Catskill High School student Owen Valentino, 17, has been suspended for 37 school days after leaving a small pocket knife in his backpack, which he voluntarily surrendered to administrators before he was searched for a vaping device. Valentino said he mistakenly left the knife in his backpack after using it to cut carpet for his part-time job. He was originally suspended for 5 days beginning October 27th, but a 32-day suspension was added after a hearing with administrators. Interim Superintendents Thomas Bongiovi and High School Principal Jeanette Shaw conducted the hearing and asked Valentino to admit that he had brought the knife to school. They reviewed the Honor Student and Boy Scouts student record and discipline history report and suspended him for the rest of the semester. His parents unsuccessfully appealed the decision to the school board. Valentino's mother, Colleen Rosenblatt, said the two-month break in her son's education has also taken his focus off college preparations. Valentino's suspension will end on January 3rd. when he will then be able to attend class, play sports, and attend after-school events. The punishment has prompted an outpouring of support from friends, scout leaders, and educators who believe the penalty is unjust. To help plead his case, Valentino's mother gathered more than 30 letters of support from family members, friends, leaders from his Boy Scout troop, and several school employees. The letters paint the picture of a polite teen who dotes on his younger siblings, helps other high school athletes in the school fitness center, and strives to be an exemplary Boy Scout. In an interview with a reporter, Bongiovi declined to discuss Valentino's case, saying he could not discuss students' disciplinary records. He chose instead to read from a statement he delivered at the December 14th school board meeting. He said in part that the discipline imposed was consistent with the school's code of conduct, which was adopted by the board in August 2022 and requires school officials to suspend for at least 1 year any student who brings a weapon onto school grounds. Quote, that 1 year suspension is mandatory by law. The caveat in the law is a superintendent may modify, meaning shorten, the mandatory 1 year suspension on a case-by-case basis, unquote, Bongiovi said. Read more about the story in the Times Union.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul's nomination of Hector D. LaSalle as the next chief judge of New York's highest court on December 22nd came under swift criticism from her left. Peter Martin, director of the advocacy organization Judicial Accountability at the Center for Community Alternatives, said, and I quote, Justice LaSalle's deeply conservative judicial record includes decisions that are anti-abortion, anti-union, and anti-due process. His decisions make clear that his judicial philosophy is wrong for New York, end quote. Locally, State Senator Michelle Henchy said she would refuse to vote for LaSalle's confirmation. Henchy said, and I quote, while I express my support for the many other accomplished and experienced chief judge candidates, I had also made it clear that I cannot support a nominee who has delivered anti-choice, anti-union rulings. If the Honorable LaSalle's nomination comes to the floor, I will vote no, end quote. Other Democrats also announced initial opposition to the nomination. Critics cite three controversial rulings from LaSalle. He voted to shield a fake abortion clinic from state investigation. In 2015, LaSalle carved a massive loophole into a state law against management from suing unions and union leaders. And in 2014, LaSalle voted to prohibit a criminal defendant from appealing his conviction. LaSalle would be the first Latino to lead New York courts.
Jamel Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that a proposal to change how the repair and maintenance of city sidewalks are paid for was rejected by the Hudson Common Council at its meeting on December 20th. The resolution was presented at the council meeting, and it proposed that all residents, businesses, organizations, and individual property owners, beyond those that own the properties that abut a city sidewalk, would be assessed an annual fee to fund the repair, replacement, and construction of sidewalks throughout the city. The measure did not carry enough votes to pass. Quote, if we bond for this, which would be beyond $5 million, everyone will have to pay, unquote, Common Council President Tom DiPietro said. First Ward Alderperson Margaret Morris said that if the city issued a bond, only property owners subject to property tax would be paying it off. But with the proposed resolution, tax-exempt properties owned by nonprofits would also be subject to the annual sidewalk fees. Some council members rejected the idea that everyone should be paying for sidewalks, including the people who don't have sidewalks, such as renters. Quote, the government needs to address our streets, unquote, Hudson resident Martina Colon said. Quote, the sidewalks in Hudson are in need of repair, unquote. Mark Anderson of Hudson agreed with Colon. Quote, it seems like every year our streets are getting worse and worse. What are they waiting on, unquote. The Common Council will pursue the sidewalk law issue at a special meeting Wednesday, December 28th. Note, Tom DiPietro is a WGXC volunteer on-air host. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that on December 14th, Dr. Dan Wilson was appointed the new interim superintendent of Catskill Schools beginning January 1st through February 28, 2023, or until a new full-time superintendent is hired. The school board accepted the resignation of current interim superintendent Thomas Bongiovi the same night. Bon Jovi served as interim superintendent since August 1st, replacing Dr. Ronell Cook, who left to become superintendent of the Inglewood Public School District in New Jersey. Cook was killed in a car accident last month. Wilson was previously the principal of CBI Tech and district-based secondary programs in Rockland County. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup.
Because Christmas Day falls on Sunday this year, the holiday will be observed on Monday, December 26th at many local businesses. The Daily Freeman has a rundown of how various services and offices will be affected. Amtrak is on a Sunday schedule on Monday. The banks are closed on December 26th. County and city offices are also closed, as are federal offices. Financial markets are also closed. Greene County Transit will not operate. Metro North is on enhanced Saturday service. There will be no mail deliveries, and the schools are closed. State offices are also closed, and Trailways, you need to call 845-339-4230 to find out the status of your bus. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And
that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Monday, December 26th. We start each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Cumberland Farms in Caro has gas at $3.35 a gallon. That's the lowest price according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality forecast for Monday is 28. It's in the low range, and the UV index is just a 1. That's also considered low. The water temperature in Albany in the Hudson River is just below 45 degrees. That is above normal. The last 10 years on December 26th, the temperature has been just above 43 degrees. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts mostly sunny skies on Monday, good for local solar panels, with a high of just 24 degrees and a west wind around 5 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Monday night, there is a chance of snow showers after 10 p.m. with cloudy skies and a low around 13 and a southwest wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Mostly sunny is the forecast for Tuesday with a high of 29 and a wind from the west around 7 miles per hour, a low around 13 with a southwest wind 3 to 7 miles per hour Tuesday night. Wednesday, the prediction is for partly sunny skies with a high of 36 and a low around 21. You're listening to the radio. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We have been summoned here by history. This is not just another routine day in the Senate. This is a moral moment in America.
Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia spoke earlier this year of the moral importance of passing the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would establish nationwide standards for voter access and reverse efforts by several states to restrict it. Both pieces of legislation eventually failed in the Senate. Voting rights advocates say they are bracing for more restrictive voting measures. College student Ava Ford with the New Hampshire Youth Movement says many people assume young people are just checked out when it comes to elections. But the 2022 midterm elections had the second highest youth voter turnout in three decades.
So maybe they think that the 20-something eating their avocado toast isn't paying attention to their local state rep race, but they might not know that that young person would care. Like, that young person probably does care.
Nearly 30% of people between the ages of 18 and 19 cast ballots this year. In battleground states such as Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, turnout for young voters topped 31%. Supporters of public education say efforts to ban books and restrict lessons on race and gender are helping fuel a national teacher shortage. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says censoring what teachers can discuss with students undermines their training and experience.
Teachers, thank God, they go into teaching because they want to make a difference in other people's lives. And that's something that you can't recruit. That is who teachers are.
Surveys find 55% of teachers say they plan to leave their job earlier than expected. Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney of New York addressed survivors of the Club Q mass shooting in Colorado Springs in November.
The Club Q shooting represents an attack on all sacred places for LGBTQI plus people across the country that offer the promise of community and refuge from rampant bigotry.
Five people were killed and dozens more injured in the attack. 2022 saw a record number of bills targeting LGBTQ Americans, with more than 160 pieces of legislation introduced nationwide. Crime experts draw a distinct line between the rise in political rhetoric and anti-LGBTQ violence. Finally, more than half of Americans disapprove of the way the Supreme Court is handling its job. A new Quinnipiac University poll finds just 35% of Americans approve of the court. That's the lowest job approval rating since 2004. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Rowe from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Democrats end the year in Congress again without confirming President Joe Biden's nominee for the Federal Communications Commission. Biden nominated Gigi Sohn in October 2021, but since the U.S. Senate has yet to vote on the nomination, the FCC is deadlocked with 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans, so nothing much gets done. CEO Chris Lewis of consumer advocacy group Public Knowledge said in October, quote, "It has been a year since President Biden nominated Gigi Sohn to the FCC, which itself was 10 months into the first term of the Biden administration. It is long past to vote on Ms. Sohn's nomination and confirm her to the FCC, where she can put her decades of experience to work for American consumers," unquote. Sohn co-founded the Public Knowledge Activist Group in 2001 and was chief there until taking a position as counselor for then-FCC Chair Tom Wheeler in 2013. Corporations such as Comcast have lobbied against Sohn to keep from being regulated, and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz claimed Sohn would censor conservatives, even if executives at radical right-wing news networks Newsmax and One America News Network support Sohn's nomination and praise her longtime commitment to free speech. Nothing has been reported about any Biden administration efforts to get a vote on a Sohn nomination in many months. Go to waveform.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, December 26th. Local early morning temperatures range from 2 degrees in Steventown to 16 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 34, and counterintuitively, the coldest soil temperature is in Red Hook, which has reached the freezing point. Remember those emergency kits I warned you to put in your car? Well, thanks to the recent blizzard, people in western New York wound up stuck in their cars for 3 days. So, just keep that in mind as snow keeps falling on them, but not us. Over here, it's just cold. High of 29 happens at 2 p.m. Overnight, the mercury drops a little bit to 17 degrees. Tomorrow, a little warmer with a high of 32 degrees, briefly at 2 p.m. 20 degrees overnight takes us into an even warmer Wednesday with a high of 38. Thursday, we reach the low 40s. Surface ice is going to be a consideration. Sunset today will be at 4:15 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see a coronal mass ejection could hit Earth tomorrow, and X-class flare chances are at 5% for today. Solar wind speed is currently 604 kilometers per second at 0.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 107. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of David White of Greenville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXE community calendar online at wgxc.org.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXE's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXE a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXE will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Here's Slink Moss and Pat Gubler, PG6, their collaboration called Steely Din. This is Small Pebbles.
Thank you.
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening,
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 listening. You're listening to 90.7
Vin, Vin,
90.7 WGXC Acra Catskills,
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 today,
East Durham,
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 Catskills,
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 Catskills.
Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We have been summoned here by history. This is not just another routine day in the Senate. This is a moral moment in America.
Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia spoke earlier this year of the moral importance of passing the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would establish nationwide standards for voter access and reverse efforts by several states to restrict it. Both pieces of legislation eventually failed in the Senate. Voting rights advocates say they are bracing for more restrictive voting measures. College student Ava Ford with the New Hampshire Youth Movement says many people assume young people are just checked out when it comes to elections. But the 2022 midterm elections had the second highest youth voter turnout in three decades.
So maybe they think that the 20-something eating their avocado toast isn't paying attention to their local state rep race, but they might not know that that young person would care. Like, that young person probably does care.
Nearly 30% of people between the ages of 18 and 19 cast ballots this year. In battleground states such as Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, turnout for young voters topped 31%. Supporters of public education say efforts to ban books and restrict lessons on race and gender are helping fuel a national teacher shortage. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says censoring what teachers can discuss with students undermines their training and experience.
Teachers, thank God, they go into teaching because they want to make a difference in other people's lives. And that's something that you can't recruit. That is who teachers are.
Surveys find 55% of teachers say they plan to leave their job earlier than expected. Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney of New York addressed survivors of the Club Q mass shooting in Colorado Springs in November.
The Club Q shooting represents an attack on all sacred places for LGBTQI plus people across the country that offer the promise of community and refuge from rampant bigotry.
Five people were killed and dozens more injured in the attack. 2022 saw a record number of bills targeting LGBTQ Americans, with more than 160 pieces of legislation introduced nationwide. Crime experts draw a distinct line between the rise in political rhetoric and anti-LGBTQ violence. Finally, more than half of Americans disapprove of the way the Supreme Court is handling its job. A new Quinnipiac University poll finds just 35% of Americans approve of the court. That's the lowest job approval rating since 2004. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A shocking new poll shows that half of Americans of all political persuasions believe that it's likely that America will cease to be a democracy in the future. The Yahoo YouGov poll released June 15th shows that 55% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans believe that failure is likely. With independent voters factored in, just under half of those polled think that it's likely that America will cease to be a democracy. As for the other half, only 25% consider it unlikely, and the other 25% are not sure. The survey was conducted among 1,500 adults around the U.S. from June 10th to June 13th. The survey also polled Americans on their viewing of the January 6th hearings. June 9th's initial hearing was watched by 24% of Americans, with an additional 27% following the news coverage afterwards. Among the watchers, 52% of MSNBC viewers tuned in, 22% of Fox News viewers tuned in. Fox broadcast the hearings live only on its Fox Business channel on Thursday. After just the June 9th and 13th hearings, less than half of Americans, 45%, believed that the January 6th insurrection was part of a conspiracy to overturn the election. This will be a statistic to watch in the coming weeks. Links to the poll and some national organizations where you can take action are at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all.
champion of the world. Three bodies lying dead as Patty C, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave, and he says, and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing and a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. A middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cop said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay, and when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout stream slow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Wait,
had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slugs. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed in the old Nigeria creed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was bloody one. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Yeah. just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Shame, I am leaving, but the fighter still.